So welcome back to Bricks, Brambles, and Bites, your 5 minutes each week of marketing insights to make you the marketing champion of your organization. My name is Jean Grunert. I'm the president of Seven Oaks Consulting. I have about 30 years of marketing experience, which I share in little five-minute bites with you each week. Real easy to tune in and real easy to download us. We turn these into articles so you can read it if you prefer to read it. I hope everybody had a great week. It really was quite a week for me. I learned a lot and I love learning, so it was a good week overall. Today's topic, speaking of learning, is about mistakes and specifically how you handle mistakes in your marketing teams. You know, some people are very hard on themselves when they make mistakes and other people kind of just shrug it off. I'm one of those people that's super hard on themselves when they make mistakes. And I've had to learn over the years to kind of take it easy on myself, acknowledge the mistake and move on. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about marketing mistakes because they're going to happen, right? No matter how careful you are, no matter how great your team, no matter how skilled you are, you will make a mistake someday. Throughout my career, I have made mistakes, as you have too. And what I've learned from making mistakes with my marketing is that it's really important how you react to the mistake. Not necessarily what you've learned, although that is also very important, but more importantly is, what do you do to correct the mistake? Some people try and hide the fact that they make mistakes. Other people acknowledge it, but they want somebody else to fix it. And a third type of person takes ownership over it and comes up with a creative solution to overcome the mistake. Great example of that is early in my career, I mean like 20 or more years ago when I was doing direct mail, I made a doozy of a mistake on a catalog that went out. And instead of trying to hide it, I went to my boss immediately when I was informed by our call center of the mistake, and I said, "This is what happened." And her name was Kathleen, and she was really a very kind and wise person, and I miss her very much. I should look her up and see what she's doing now. She was a great boss. But Kathleen looked at me and said, "Okay, how are we going to fix this?" And we came up with a plan to send a postcard out on the heels of this catalog, and the postcard simply said, "There was a mistake. This is the correct information. Thank you so much. Contact us if there's anything that you need." What happened was, the postcard acted as a reminder to the people receiving the catalog, and they ended up increasing the response rate through the roof on that catalog. And what we learned from our customers was that typically they received this product catalog and stuck it in a file cabinet and didn't look at it until maybe the sale was over or whatever. But the postcard actually reminded them to go to the file cabinet and pull out the catalog and place an order. So you see, it wasn't the mistake. It wasn't how necessarily, you know, whether I tried to hide it or not, but the fact that I went to Kathleen and she and I decided that we were going to come up with this plan to just acknowledge it and fix it, we ended up making more money for the company out of that little thing than anything else. The moral of the story is, if your team comes to you and says, "I goofed, I sent out a mailer and it's wrong. I made a mistake with a press release that went out. I made a mistake on our website. Now we have to fix it." Whatever the case may be, stay calm. Everybody makes mistakes. Be kind. Help the person fix it and move on. Very rarely are mistakes critical that you can panic. I think the only mistakes I can think of would be an airplane captain or a surgeon. Those are like the kind of oops you don't want to know. But even they make mistakes, right? And it's how they fix and correct and counteract the mistake that really saves the day. So guys, people on your teams are going to make mistakes. How you respond and a creative solution is what will save the day. Be kind always and be calm always. There's always a way to fix something that went wrong. Your reaction to your team's mistakes is what will set the tone and create a positive and winning attitude on your marketing teams. Jean Grunert for Seven Oaks Consulting. Thanks for tuning in to Bricks, Brambles, and Bites. Have a great week.